Emoetry, the new paperback from Simon & Schuster. Emo-infused poetry from depressed 16-year-old girls. Emoetry. Feel the pain. Feel the angst. Feel the emotion. Emoetry.
Dead Hole by Rainn Wilkinson. My heart is full of scabs. Missing you. Scabs, scabs, scabs. Each ounce of pussy fluid is in the shape of you. I want to rip open my chest so I can taste the bittersweet drippings. It tastes like Karen's cunt. Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Let me bite off her blackened clitoris. Clamp bear traps on her infected nipples. Eat her whore face with a rusty spoon. Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her? Why did you fuck her?
Emoetry, the new paperback from Simon & Schuster.
This is called To My Parents on Their 30th Anniversary. Cancer, please take them away from me, like they took away my car keys. My mother is cold, a controlling piranha, eating at the heels of my soul. My father abuses me with his looks. Don't smile at me. It only unveils the weakness in your heart. Cancer, please take them away.
Order your copy of Emoetry today and receive a pack of Gillette razor blades, because it's the only thing that feels real. Emoetry.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. I'm Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you.
We're gonna take
care of you.
Oh my god. Yeah. Guess who's back? From Florida, our most fucked up state. Timmy Boo Henson, that too. Yes, freaks. So glad to be back doing new shows. Hope you enjoyed the voicemail program. Your sideshow freaks. My little updates from Florida. Couldn't really post those until I got back. So you can sort of relive the trip with me if you're sideshow freaks. I did several updates, and each one I get progressively like more insane. It's a 17-hour drive down to Florida, and pretty much halfway through the trip, I decided I'm not coming back. There's no way in hell I'm doing another 17-hour drive. It was excruciating, and it doesn't help that Joe, God bless his fruity little heart, is not the best at time management, nor getting things done in a timely fashion. There were so many setbacks and things that happened that put us even further behind schedule. We broke the trip up into 2 days. We were supposed to, roll into South Carolina at like 10. Actually, it was like 8 or 9, I think. We were supposed to roll into South Carolina for the night, get a good night's sleep, wake up early, and finish the trip. It was 3:30 before Joe finally got us to our rape motel. This fucking place, I'm pretty sure, has been featured on a few episodes of Law & Order SVU. People have been, like, fucked and killed at this hotel. And I'm pretty sure the staff encourages it. Look, the hospitality industry is a very competitive market. You gotta have an angle. And I guess this hotel encourages sex offenders. It's a safe haven. My sheets were really crusty, full of cum and blood. All right, so whatever. The real problem is Joe kind of is like a child in many ways. And he likes to stop a lot on these road trips, where I like to just get as far out as possible, try to make good time. Joe sees a sign for, like, Biscuit World or something. He's like, oh! A restaurant we don't have in Columbus. I've got to try Biscuit World. Biscuit World is like Bob Evans, like a fast food version of Bob Evans, kind of, right? They've got like country fried steak. It's just stuff covered in gravy, pretty much. And I was thinking, like, Biscuit World would have exotic biscuits from around the world. Hickory smoked biscuits. You know, like French biscuits. No, they have one biscuit. I thought it might be like an IHOP, an international house of biscuits. No, they had one biscuit. It's just like a standard fucking, you know, KFC or Popeyes biscuit. So we go to this biscuit world in a town called Sissonville or Sassoonville. And there's only one road in this town. It's in, like, Virginia. Very backwaters. And the second we get on this road trying to find Biscuit World, we notice there's a lot of people lined up on the streets. A lot of white people, scary white people, lined up on the streets with their lawn chairs. So we assume there was going to be some sort of public lynching of a colored. So we're like, ooh, what's going on? So we get to Biscuit World, and then they shut down the road. And we're stuck there for an hour as this homecoming parade starts going on. Like, it was the high school in the area was having some homecoming parade, and we were stuck there. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with homecoming parades and dances and all that shit, but the high school nominates several boys and girls to be on homecoming court, and then one girl and one boy are pronounced the king and queen of homecoming, right? So the parade features all of these kids who are nominated on the back seats of sitting on the hood of like Corvettes or pickup trucks and shit like that in the bed. Saddest group I've seen in a while. There's one of the homecoming king nominees was a Riri in a wheelchair. Obviously, he could not sit on the hood or trunk of the Mustang. So what happened is, I think the 4-H group donated some sort of like a tractor hitch. Like, you know, have you ever seen like when lawn care people are driving around, they have like a truck, and then in the back they have that little trailer that holds the lawn mower and all their equipment? That's what this retard was sitting in his motorized wheelchair. I've got pictures. I'll post it on Facebook. So that, you know, that just slowed us down. And then, you know, in the middle of the night, we're all driving in a caravan, right? So, you know, Joe and his U-Haul and me and some other people. And we're leading the pack. And Joe calls me and says, "We've got to pull over immediately." I said, "Well, let's try to drive another half hour or 50 minutes before we pull over again." And he said, "Well, I'm afraid I left the U-Haul door open, the back of the U-Haul open, and all my stuff is falling out." I said, "Are you fucking kidding me? Are you retarded? First of all, if that were to happen, you would notice the truck get a lot lighter. Second of all, you know, you'd be murdering people, basically. If shit was falling out of the back of your car, like dressers and beds and stuff, it'd be like that scene in Twister. You know, where the guy's like trying to dodge cows and shit that are flying around. Someone would flash their lights at you. Sometimes, you know, when I'm driving and I forget to turn on my, or I have my brights on or something like that, people make no problem honking. They have no problem letting you know, right? That's just a minor inconvenience, right? When an armoire is flying out of the back, you know, the back of a U-Haul truck at you at, you know, 70 miles an hour, someone's gonna let you know. So I'm like, "Joe, you're fucking retarded. It's not happening." But he would not quit until we stopped and checked it out. Long story short, we didn't get to this hotel until 3:30 in the morning. I got like 3 hours of sleep, and the next day, I decided I was just going to live down in Florida because I can't drive back up to Ohio. It would kill me. But luckily, my friend Don, who was accompanying me and helping Joe move, remembered that Orlando has this thing called the Auto Train. It's an Amtrak train that lets you store your car on the train. They use the freight tracks or whatever. So I took a train from Orlando to Washington, D.C., and, you know, it was kind of out of the way in many respects. You know, it's like 16 hours to drive from Florida to Columbus. It took about 16 or 17 hours for the train ride from Orlando to Washington, D.C., And then I had to drive another 6 hours. But, you know, driving 6 hours is a lot more manageable than, you know, driving for almost 24 hours straight. So the trip was a success. We got Joe moved in down there. I will never visit him. I'm never making this trip again. It's been nice knowing you, Joey. I didn't see too much weird stuff in Florida, surprisingly. I will tell you this. It's a fucking shithole. Even Orlando. It's hot and it's sticky. There's geckos or lizards or something everywhere. Snakes. The landlady was warning us. Because she thought that we were going to be all like sleeping on Joe's floor. And said, yeah, if you sleep with your mouth open, you're going to have a real problem. Because snakes and lizards somehow find their way into these apartments. So we did not stay at Joe's apartment. We found better accommodations. Thank you. All right. So there you go. That's a short synopsis of my trip. If you want to hear more, sign up for the Sideshow. Because I have about, I think, like 4 updates. And each one, like I said, I get progressively more loopy. As a matter of fact, I was so bored on the flight, I was coming up with Sextastic Tuesday stories on my own. I come up with my very own sex story. It's incomprehensible. I understand now how these people come up with such stupid stories. They're sleep deprived. They're probably writing these stories while they're on a very long trip. All right, so if you want to hear a Tim Henson original Sextastic Tuesday story and a couple updates from on the road, sign up for the Sideshow. I'll be posting those very soon if they're not already up. A couple pieces of audio. Let's get back into why you listen to DV. Vomit and stutterers. Let's start with vomiting. We've got a young man here who decided to try to eat a 72-ounce steak. Now, if you're not familiar with the sizes of steak, like if you go to Applebee's, you'll see 6-ounce steaks, 8-ounce steaks. I think the normal is, what, like 12-ounce, something like that. 72 ounces. That's pretty much the whole cow, I think. All right, so he tried to eat the whole thing, and guess what happened? He got sick, and he starts puking it all up.
Oh. This is gonna be like, you might wanna like close your eyes. There is so much pressure. I just can't even. La 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 la.
Here we go.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
And so it begins. Oh my god, ew. What's great is I've never seen puke quite like this. It's so thick. Usually puke comes out, there's like, it's watery and chunky and everything. This is coming out like, what is the consistency?
I can't watch this.
I can't, how thick is this?
You're pooping out of your mouth.
Yeah, it does. It looks like poop. Oh, I've got to put a link to this on our Distorted View Reddit.
Holy shit.
My Facebook page and stuff.
That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. How's that on my side? Are you kidding me? I'm not even mad right now. Oh, I've never even seen anything like that. Holy shit.
Oh, he's picking it up.
Oh my god.
Oh. It's coming out like ground beef. Now.
Oh my god, dude. That's just. Oh.
The other guy's got to puke now.
Oh, this is the sickest. That's the sickest thing I've ever seen.
Now all his friends are looking at the toilet bowl. Guys are so stupid.
Oh man, that is like re-filet mignon.
Re-filet mignon, I believe is what he said there. So there you go. That's a guy puking up a 72-ounce steak. Finally, before we get into the news, Doc sent me a 3-in-1 rant video featuring a stuttering U-tard. I'm very interested. Go right ahead.
What's up, guys? This is Stuttering Metabolic Knight. It's back here.
What?
Welcome back to TSM TV Channel 19.
What? He's on the real television? That can't be right. Channel 19.
What's up, guys? This is Stern Metallic Knight. It's back here. Welcome back to TSM TV Channel 19.
First of all, you need to enunciate because all of your words are running together.
And it's now time to do a free and one rant video. And this time, this is going to be for the Chris 8488 Super Disney Fan 15 and Nicholas Coleman. Now, what startup?
Oh, here we go. He started out okay. The first, I don't know, 20 seconds of this video. Yeah, okay, he wasn't enunciating. He was saying things rather quickly. But now we've hit a speed bump. A stuttering bump, if you will.
The Chris 8488. Now, Chris 410, my man, you have no right to give me Aubrey's phone number.
Look, I don't know.
And I have no right to call Aubrey.
But I called her. Anyway. I love stuttering. We haven't done a good stuttering video in a long time.
Oh, and also. Well. Oh. And also, I heard from Mikey, aka MB Sports and Games.
Oh my god. What the hell is he talking about?
Aubrey's phone number was posted on one of Justin 27995's videos, which is his rant video on Goblet Fan 2007. Aubrey's phone number was posted on YouTube. I am so mad right now. I am mad right now. It doesn't matter if that's Super Disney Fan 15, I'm going to make you cry. But, you know.
Because you're making me cry with laughter right now.
What?
I just think one of the things that I love about stuttering is the word, you know, the word stutter is hard for stutterers to say.
And,
like, that's just cruel, isn't it? Stutter.
And I swear to God, if I hear something from MB Sports and Games and Game Show Face Channel, you, whoever it's you, Super Disney Fan 15.
Some people stutter like that, like other people are like, it sounds like they're gonna puke.
And
someone should really do some research on this, the various types of stuttering.
Fortin, you are going to have much bigger problems. And as you, Nick Coleman, I saw your comment on my apology. You know what? 60 stones ain't gonna break my bones.
But words, I have a real problem with. I can't get them out.
But you know what? You know what?
Okay, enough. You get the idea. I don't know. I just think stutterers are funny. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up like that news right now. A lot of stuff to remind you about. We didn't do a Sixtastic Tuesday this week. It'll resume next week. But I did want to remind you about Adam and Eve and their amazing deal for you Sideshow Freaks. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. If you've already used coupon code FREAK and it's not working, try coupon code DV. They've got all sorts of, adult entertainment products. We're talking movies, lingerie, lubes, costumes, toys, all sorts of good stuff. Pick out something you like. Add it to your cart. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll automatically receive 50% off. That's half off this item. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. All right, so there's that. Moving on. If you'd like Distorted View t-shirts, they're still available at jagoo.net. A link is on our show notes. Order now. I'll get your shirts out by the end of the week. They're very inexpensive, high quality. I've got a few Satan Away shirts and some Bristol 7 shirts as well. Posters are also available. Speaking of posters, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks, but if you sign up, I'll send you some stickers. I'm also looking to get some new yearly memberships. So if you sign up for a yearly, I'll throw in one of those Distorted View posters for free. Just email me, you know, let me know that you just signed up for the Sideshow. You know, if you sign up for a monthly, I'll send you some stickers. If you sign up for a yearly, since that costs more, I'll send you a poster and some stickers as well. All right, just a little incentive to get some new memberships. New memberships. I sounded retarded. I couldn't decide if I wanted to say new members or new memberships. Whatever, doesn't matter. All right, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, an act of chivalry enraged a man caught in a sex act into an attack on the person who interrupted him. What the hell's going on? It all started with a man exposing himself and masturbating shortly after midnight Monday outside a Northside apartment building. This is all going down in Indianapolis, I guess. The suspect became upset when another man tried to stop him to protect two women. The suspect struck that man with a belt and then broke two windows of the man's car with his fist. Police this morning were still working to identify the suspect. Jason Everett, 27, of Mooresville, and a woman accompanying him, spotted the man while stopping to pick up the woman's sister from an apartment. Quote, Mr. Everett yelled at him from the car. As he exited the car, the subject took his belt off and came at him swinging. A physical fight ensued. You know, nothing pisses me off more than getting interrupted while I'm masturbating. Like, maybe the UPS man or something is knocking at the door. Oh, it's the worst. I get very, or the phone, even if the phone rings. Yeah, I don't have to pick up the phone, but just that noise, and it just distracts me from what I'm doing. Plus, I have a very shy penis. Boom. It gets soft very quickly. It's like a frightened turtle. All right. As he exited the car, the subject took his belt off and came at him swinging. A physical fight ensued, in which Mr. Everett was struck by the suspect in the face with his fist, causing a small contusion below his right eye. Everett told police he was trying to look out for the safety and sensibilities of the women. What? The guy was off in the distance jerking off. You could barely see him. Were you afraid, you know, his semen was laser guided or something? His cum was not heat-seeking. All right, these ladies have nothing to worry about. Even if there was a huge gust of wind, there's no way it would carry that cum all the way to where the women were standing and then find its way into their pussy. It's not how it works. All right, so there you go. You get the idea. Second story we have for you today. Oh, God, we've got one from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Dad, I hold my Florida. This our most fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes, cops say a woman ran a prostitution business out of her home while caring for her infant. After receiving a complaint that Danielle Nicole Barron, 32, was turning tricks at her home and abusing drugs. She's a horrible nanny. No, thank God. She wasn't running, like, some sort of daycare center at her house. She was just watching her own infant. All right, after receiving a complaint that Danielle Nicole Barron, 32, was turning tricks at her home and abusing drugs, cops interviewed her, but she denied the charges, according to an arrest affidavit. So the cops set up a sting. An undercover detective phoned the number on the Backpage.com ad. While talking to Barron on the phone, the detective heard an infant crying. Okay. When the undercover detective, posing as a John, met Barron at her home, Barron allegedly told him she wanted $200. A takedown signal was given, and cops busted Barron. At the police station post-Miranda, Barron stated that she had been prostituting herself for 2 years and knew it was dangerous to bring strangers into her home with an infant. Barron also told cops that she risked bringing strangers into her home because she was addicted to money, as opposed to, you know, all the other prostitutes who were, you know, fucking as like a charity or something. No, that's why you sell your body. For money or drugs or something. She also allegedly told cops that while her clients were inside the home, her boyfriend would go outside with her child. See? So she's a good parent. All right, final story we have for you today. People are so stupid. All right, yes, final story we have for you today. Perfect example of how people are stupid. A man who cooked his genitals and served them up to diners at a Japanese restaurant has been charged with indecent exposure. That's all he's been charged with? He had people eat his cock. Is this a distorted view update? I seem to recall talking about a man serving up his penis. It happens so often, though. I get all these stories mixed up. Mayo Tsujiyama, 23, had his penis and testicles surgically removed by a physician in March. I guess you can do that over there in Japan. They had been certified free of infections and were frozen for 2 months. I'd be concerned with freezer burn. Nothing is worse than eating meat that, has that taste to it, especially testicles. All right. They've been certified free of infections and were frozen for 2 months before being served up at a banquet in a residential area in western Tokyo. He charged guests around 160 pounds per person. So that's like, what, $300 or something like that? To eat the meal, which was garnished with mushrooms and parsley. That doesn't sound too bad. They're kind of like meatballs. Tokyo's Metropolitan Police Department said criminal papers against Tsujiyama and three other people who helped organize the event were sent to the Tokyo District Public Prosecutor's Office. Tsujiyama, who describes himself as an asexual illustrator, could not be arrested for cooking or selling his genitals as there was no law against cannibalism in Japan. Hear that, cannibals? Tokyo's looking pretty good right now. If convicted of indecent exposure, Tsujiyama, who has also had his nipples removed, could be jailed for up to 2 years and fined up to 2.5 million yen, or 32,000 U.S. dollars. Mao, or whatever, who goes by the nickname HC, said he initially considered eating his own penis but decided to serve them up instead. He cooked the genitalia, which were removed in early April, shortly after his 22nd birthday, himself, while being supervised by a chef. So there you go. Guests, by the way, were made to sign a waiver so he could not be held responsible if they, became ill. He posted some tweets saying, "I'm offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, and scrotum as a meal for 100,000 yen. I'm Japanese." The organs, so there's not a lot of meat on those bones, if you know what I mean. All right, the organs were surgically removed at age 22. I was tested to be free of venereal diseases. The organs were of normal function. First interested buyers will get them, or I will consider selling to a group. I will prepare and cook as the buyer requests. In total, around 70 people attended the event, while 5 people decided to eat into Mao Tsujiyama's genitalia. The rest of them ate beef or crocodile. They just wanted to be a part of the event. Watch this all go down. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, we did that voicemail show yesterday. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Played a fuck ton of these things. So today, let's just play a few and call it a day. Yes, caller. Oh,
we're sorry.
Lord.
You have reached a number that has been...
But you called me!
Hey, Jimmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up with a few quick notes about the helium suicides you read about a little while ago.
Okay.
I learned a bit about this because I was researching MMS.
Hey, you know what I learned? When I was driving through from Washington to Columbus yesterday, I swear, for a split second, I saw a sign for Negro Mountain. And I was like, I want to turn around and get a picture with this thing. I don't even know if that's what I saw, but that's what I think I saw. And I couldn't believe that existed. So I looked it up, and sure enough, Negro Mountain is a real thing. And it's still called that, even though people want to get the name changed. I don't agree with that, though. Apparently, it's named after a black man who died with his master or something like that. So they named this mountain after him.
Those idiots who tell you to drink bleach to cure AIDS and malaria and cancer. And
that sounds reasonable.
And tell you to give bleach enemas to the autistic. I was researching the dangers of chlorine gas, and I found out that at the time it was a fairly popular suicide method in Japan. But the problem is, if you use chlorine gas to kill yourself, whatever enclosed space you've used, becomes basically a reservoir of deadly chlorine gas. So whenever someone opens up your car or your bathroom to retrieve your body or find out why everything smells so bad, they get hit with a wall of toxic chlorine gas and get a lot of chemical burns. They can be blinded, even killed.
Yeah.
Helium, however, being a noble gas, does not cause the chemical burns, the chemical damage, and it has...
Fucking helium thinks it's better than the other elements. I'm a noble gas, like royalty or something. Fucking helium, man. Where does that get off?
And see the gas out, especially if you leave some venting open at the top.
I don't like any of the noble gases.
Of whatever space...
Hoity-toity elements.
...you're using to commit suicide. So in uber-polite Japan, using helium instead of chlorine gas is a much more polite way to commit suicide.
Okay. It makes perfect sense. Thank you very much. He's like a professor of distorted view.
I'm a loyal SciShow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I'm just calling to share with you a really quick and pretty funny freak moment that I had the other day.
Be the judge of that.
So a few days ago, my dad
died.
Gave me this hilarious speaker system where you can pair it up with like your iPhone or your iPad or laptop or anything that's Bluetooth compatible. And it streams whatever's playing on, let's say, your iPhone over this speaker system. It's very cool. But so I was trying to set it up and I was having a bit of trouble. So I went to my dad and he was like, and I'm like, can you show me how to set this up correctly? And he's like, sure. So he did it. And then
asking your father for like help with technology. Are you retarded or something? How does your father know more about this than you? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm worried about in this call.
I had my iPhone because he wanted to, you know, test to make sure it was working correctly. So he hit play, and of course, your show was paused on my iPhone. So immediately when he hit play, what comes over the speakers is, Wait, my boy, pussy.
And your father disowned you.
Just looked at me and laughed.
Like, my dad was so... He had no idea how technology worked, like most old people. As a matter of fact, my dad returned the... they had Time Warner cable up there. He returned the cable box because... He couldn't figure out how to use two remotes, one for the TV and one for the cable box. Or then the guy from Time Warner came and set up the Time Warner remote to actually control his TV. But you still have to press the button. Like, if you want to control the TV, you hit the TV button and the volume or whatever. Or the power button to turn the TV on and off. He still couldn't get it, so he just said, nah, I don't want any of it. And so, you know, with the cable box, you get all of the channels. If you don't have a cable box, you get like 13 or something like that. So I think my dad was paying like $70 a month for cable for like 13 channels, just so he didn't have to be hassled with an extra remote or something. I mean, this is what old people do. It's crazy.
Hey, Kim, brand new SciShow members.
Oh, God. Cancel the SciShow immediately and save your money for a better phone, for Christ's sakes. This is really a problem. I hate cell phones. Like, I only use a cell phone. I don't have a landline. But for radio shows and stuff, it's awful.
Enjoying this. I also wanted to know where I could email you, where you would actually receive the email so I can get one of the fucking hot stickers.
Just email me, show@distortedview.com. Just say, you know, in the subject line, bumper stickers. And just say, I just signed up for the SciShow, and here's my address. Same deal if you sign up for a yearly or a lifetime. I'll, send you some stickers in a poster as well. So thank you very much. And moving on.
Hey, Ken, Tondo Sean here. Oh, man, I woke up this morning and turned on my iTunes.
Sure.
And I was psyched. This is like the third day in a row that at like 5 in the morning, you've already got the day's show posted.
Yes, I've been posting the show early for SciShow Freaks because of how I got home and everything. I wanted to, rather than wait another day and post the show early for SciShow Freaks, I wanted to post this. So post it in the afternoon. So that's why everyone's getting the show at the same time. Starting next week, though, shows will resume where SciShow Freaks are getting the program early and non-paying members get the show in the afternoon. It's just another reason to sign up for Distorted View Daily's Super Freak SciShow.
About to explode.
The guy's going to shit for me. Why don't we get any ladies shitting? This is gay. Well, I hear the plops, which leads me to believe you did not have a Bristol 6 or a Bristol 7. I'm guessing it's a Bristol, I don't know, 4 or 5.
If you couldn't hear that, that was too long.
Yeah, too long. That's about a 4 or 5. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Cammington.
Hello.
I've been listening for about 8 years, and I've got a, you know, your free
blend moment. 8 years?
Good
Christ.
So the other day, I was in bed with my boyfriend.
Oh.
At which point,
okay,
we were having sexual relations, and then he said to me, and I quote, "You little bitch, take it, faggot. I'm going to ruin that boy pussy."
Oh, my God. Next time you have sex with that guy, please record it.
At which point, I burst out laughing because all I could think of was, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is very verbal.
Apparently, it doesn't exactly help somebody's self-esteem when you're fucking somebody.
I know. You can't laugh at someone.
Hysterically laughing at you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my you know your freak when moment.
Yeah, that was kind of a ridiculous thing to say, though. God. People in their sex talk. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio, all that bullshit. We'll see you back tomorrow if you are Sideshow freaks. Yes, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. I'm sorry, but I'll be back. I'll be back. I promise I'll be back on Friday to end the week. So then have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.